On every coin, there's a heads and a tails. You won't find a coin with two heads nor two tails. Or, if you do, it's probably worth a lot of money. Likewise, in every contest, there's a winner and a loser. Oh, I know our politically correct culture has found ways to make sure that every child gets a participation trophy, but even the child knows that if they didn't finish first, they didn't win, regardless of how hard they tried as they participated. The Bible says there's great value in the process of hard work, running in a race, or boxing an opponent. There are many life lessons that we learn when we compete, whether we win or whether we lose. We learn persistence, self-discipline, diligence, and determination. But another lesson we learn is evaluating what is truly worth fighting for. Our lives are often filled with things that aren't really that valuable. We actually waste so much time doing things that don't matter in the long run, or that actually take us away from the activities that truly matter. They confuse or distract us from what's really important, you know, the things that matter and are worth the fight. Matthew 6, verses 33 and 34 tell us, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So don't let the distractions of life pull you away from what's eternally important. Don't be a loser when it comes to the important things of life. Keep your eyes on Jesus and his kingdom, and everything else will fall into place. Don't let worry blind you to the race you're called to run. Set your thoughts and priorities on the Lord, and you will be a winner at the stuff that really matters.